Hi, everyone. This is Stephanie with A Little Bit of Steph. This is going to be episode 5, Relentless. The reason that I have decided to film is because we're all going through a really hard time right now, and I know that a lot of my followers are struggling, as well as a lot of my support group members. So I just wanted to try to find a way to still send some light out into the world. So just kind of want to talk about a little bit about what I've been going through and how I am getting through, so that maybe it will encourage someone else. So basically, I lost my job, and that was not due to the COVID-19. It was actually right when all of it was starting, but for different reasons. And then my husband suddenly lost his job because he is an audio engineer for National Acts and a few local bands, but all of his stuff that he has scheduled for this season has been canceled for right now, or postponed. So just suddenly we lost every bit of our income. We had been living on our savings prior to both of us losing our job because of my recent mental breakdown and some other stuff going on with my job and the finances there. So it's been a little rough on us. I was struggling pretty hard, sinking into another bad depression, fearing another breakdown, and I wasn't sure really what to do, but luckily I had a friend that reached out to me and spent hours on the phone with me the other night, so it helped a lot. And basically she sat there and for hours told me all the same things that I preach to other people. I think sometimes the strongest of us still need to hear our own words, you know, said right back to us, because sometimes we give so much that it feels like inside we're leaving ourselves dry. And right now, it's not as much as that I was giving to other people, which is part of it, but more I was feeding into all of the hype and all of the worry, all of the stress, feeding into allowing the hatred that's going on to really bother me and get to me, and some statements that people have made that I'm not sure if they meant them directly to me or if they meant them about other people, but some statements about not living other people and how they don't live on the government. Just, I had a job, I work, and I pride myself in the fact that I support myself, so losing my income was scary, and I was kind of in the same boat that everyone else is in. So I just want to clarify to anybody out there throwing out things that you may be not aware of. Not everyone's living on the government, regardless if they live with a disability or not. So it's just little things like that. I had decided to kind of break myself away from my personal Facebook, personal social media, I don't want to just say Facebook, and just focus on my organization pages in hopes that some of that negativity would just not be in my head so much every day. It's sad to see how people that cared about each other at one point are turning against each other because of different beliefs. As far as medical beliefs or political beliefs, it's all just a lot. So, and I've had people make comments, and again, I'm not sure if it was directed at me or towards me, or if it was just people commenting to me, making statements. I'm not sure. Along the lines of, you know, I guess, kind of practicing what you preach type thing, like not judging other people. And I never meant to judge anyone by just stating that I was going to back away. It was honestly that I deal with depression, clinical and situational depression, and my anxiety level is so high, so I meant it against no one personally. I just was trying to protect myself because I'm struggling so badly. And so, anyways, basically it's like those type of things, you know. You don't know what to take personal right now. You don't know what is an attack against you because everyone just seems so angry. So I've been trying to just back away, and I only get on just to make a post. Yesterday I decided to start making posts to try to encourage people. So I know I can't really go do a whole lot. Last weekend I was able to get out of the house and go play disc golf for the first time in my life. And we were struggling financially, struggling, stressed, snapping at each other. And so I decided, let's pull from our free date night jar. It may just be you. It may be you and your mom or your sister in a house. It doesn't have to be a date jar. It can just be a free jar. And if you don't know what to put in it, you can just look it up online, because that's honestly what we did like last year sometime, and we're finally using the jar now. We, of course, cannot at this point, but last weekend we were. So now we're just trying to find different things that we can do around the house. I'm focusing a lot on my writing and on some of my organization stuff that I haven't had a lot of time for recently. So, you know, it's just kind of about finding the different things to help you. But I will say the thing that helped me kind of jump up and say, let's go play, let's pull a thing out of the jar, or, you know, trying to have a little bit more of a positive outlook, because I had separated myself from social media. But now, after talking to my friend and her helping me, instead of reading everyone's stuff, I can just get on and make my own post and hope it encourages someone, and then I get, you know, back off. And so I'm not ignoring anyone. If you are commenting on my stuff, it's just that I'm trying to stay away as much as possible to salvage my own mental health. And I encourage a lot of you to do the same. There's so much negativity on social media right now, and there's so much great things on social media right now. So I just encourage you to maybe unfollow those people that are causing you anxiety or stress. And I just want to encourage you to try to focus mainly on looking up those positive influences in your life, whether it be on different podcasts or different YouTube channels, different friends that you like to follow, whatever it may be. I encourage you to look at those positive people during this time. I know that many of you are hurting like I am right now. And I'm so sorry, so sorry for you with that. And I really, really hope that some of the few different things that I've decided to start doing will kind of help all of us a little bit. And I'm sorry I'm crying right now. It's more about my pain for you. And not being able to be there in person to help with my support groups. It's all these things. You know, I had to pull back and suspend all of my support group meetings and activities until further notice. Not only out of safety and precaution for other people, but out of safety and precaution for myself and my facilitators, because it is a very stressful time where some of us have lost jobs. We're having to ration out what food we eat per day because we don't know how long we'll have food. So it's honestly because I don't feel that it would be a responsible or safe thing for me or any of my facilitators to get out there and try to facilitate groups right now when we are not in a good state. So I'm just trying to give you a few words of encouragement here today and tell you that many of us are struggling. You are all in my thoughts and prayers. I'm sending out lots of good vibes to you. One of the things that I'm trying to start right now is that on the Agape Love is Love Ministry, Love is Here Ministry, I'm so sorry, I'm a little nervous today, website, I have asked if I could make a page titled Soul Sharing as a way for other people to share their stories of hope and healing in different ways, such as, you know, through short stories, like maybe blog style length, poetry, song lyrics, drawings, and also you can make videos if you would like to make short, like 20 to 40 minute videos. You're more than welcome to get on there and share your story on a video, and we can put that on our soul sharing page as well. And this is basically just to try to make a place where other peers can get on and read other stories and soak in some hope, you know, because right now that's important. I'm currently writing a memoir, and I thought I was finished, but then after I sent it to my editor, my volunteer editor, thank you, by the way, inspiration hit after my friend, the same friend who helped me on the phone the other day, talked to me for hours and talked to me about different things that she felt would help her in reading it or felt would help other people in similar situations. So after talking to her that night, inspiration hit me majorly, and I'm reworking it. I still have my bare bones, but I'm adding a lot of meat to it right now. So that kind of helped me with this idea. You know, part of writing has been helping me a lot, and I've always thought writing helped me, but wow, let me tell you, writing on this level helped, because at this level, I literally had to sit there and process every single memory before deciding if I was willing to or capable of putting it in my memoir, because there's some things that I realize that I'm not ready to deal with yet. There are some things that I realize that I am ready to deal with, but I didn't realize I had not dealt with it yet. And so those are things that I started working on with my therapist, but unfortunately right now, like most people, I'm stuck at home. I have no way to pay for my therapy at this point yet again. So I'm trying to find other ways to seek therapy. I'm looking up different organization websites, trying to find different tips and tricks that could help while I'm at home. Trying to read different positive things, watch different positive videos, stuff like that. But I'll tell you, I wasn't doing that stuff before my friend gave me a call the other night. And she really encouraged me to get up. Like I always tell everyone, get up and find something that will bring you joy. It's going to stink trying to get through it. It may suck, but it's worth it once you find that one thing that can bring you joy. And I am touching my face, and I know I shouldn't be. I just realized I was doing that. I am at home. I have not been out around anyone whatsoever. And my whole house is totally washed, cleaned, and sanitized. And I literally just washed my hands before I came in here and started filming. So, but I know that's bad, so I'll try to stop. Oh great, now it's going to be me. Everyone's making fun of. You know, she really helped me a lot. So I did that with the date jar, and we went out and did that. And I started doing a little bit of writing in my journal. I realized I had missed several days of my own personal journaling. The last day I had written in my journal was not this past week, but the week before. And I basically just talked about how depressed I was, how the situation with my job really hurt me and broke me on a level that I'm not sure I could come back from professionally, about how I'm not sure how to handle that situation, if I should pursue legal matters or if I should just continue praying about it and hope that good comes to me out of it. Things like that. I just heard a lot of dark stuff and basically just said I didn't even feel like writing right then. And that's when I saved it and I got out of it. And I didn't write again until the day after my friend called. I got on there and I started writing, and every day since, my writing has been more positive. Every day since, I've been trying to think of different ways that I could reach out and try to help people, even though I'm not doing my support groups. One of the things that I've been asked to do is a virtual support group. My shirt has a built-in jacket, so I can use that. Unfortunately, right now, I cannot do virtual support groups. I'm not in a state where I feel healthy, like I said before. But if I reach a point that I do feel I can do that, I certainly will. Virtual support groups is something that I have already been looking into for a long-term basis, because I have so many followers that are, you know, not able to come to my support group meetings. Either they're not available at night or they're not available on Wednesdays because of maybe their church schedules or community, you know, partner schedules, community volunteerism schedules. So I thought maybe, you know, one day I will try to do a virtual support group, as long as I can, you know, obtain enough facilitators and stuff to help me with that process. I definitely am looking into that for the future, hopefully sooner than later, because of having to close down my physical in-person support group meetings. So I am working on that. But two of the things that I'm working on in the meantime are these videos. I'm going to try to continue my podcast. I thought I was going to have to stop for a while, but I'm looking into different ways that I can still do these podcasts, not only podcasts about myself, because I know that's going to get a little boring sometimes. I am totally blind. I do a whole ton of stuff. I'm thinking about doing one on web accessibility, because I'm actually a web accessibility consultant as well as analyst, and maybe since a lot of people are at home, that would be good to kind of get the word out and help people understand what's going on with that. Maybe I can show you guys how I use my computer, how I use like my iPad, things like that as well. So that might be some different videos that I could make for you. I know a lot of you parents are at home right now wondering what in the world you're going to do with your kids. And one of the things that I do in the community is I go around and talk to schools that will allow me to, in my counties, in Florida, in Escambia County and Santa Rosa County, our children learn about Helen Keller in second grade. And I'm hoping one day to get my foot in the south end of Santa Rosa County and all of Escambia County and the surrounding areas, because I'm just can't stop going. but I am, as of right now, in Santa Rosa County, in the north end, in a few of the schools. And what I do is I go in after the kids have learned about Helen Keller and talk to them about what it's like to live with a disability, how to overcome adversity and not bullying one another. So I take my cool devices. I have a smart cane. I have a thing called a pen friend. You know, just different devices that I use to help me live every day. And so I get to show the kids these things. So I thought about exactly what I would do in the schools, doing that on a podcast video. so that the parents could show it to their kids, and I'll do interactive things during the video so that the kids can, you know, interact out loud as well. And also, I will possibly look into a few things. At the schools, I usually pick volunteers to help me with my cane. So I'm looking into a few different things that I could come up with ideas for that video. I'm hoping to actually film either later today or tomorrow and get that out there as soon as possible. Just, you know, different videos. If there's anything that you want to hear about, if you want to hear, you know, about more positive things, you know, just comment on this particular video and let me know what your thought process is, what you would like to hear more about, because that would help me help you more. I just want to bring light, some positive light. I want to do things that are, you know, going to help me as well. And doing these videos and knowing that I can bring some light to people's lives really does help boost my own spirit. So I feel like maybe we can all tag team this together and we can jump in and dive into this together, which brings me into the second thing that I'm currently doing, which I spoke briefly about before. On the Agape Love Is Here Ministry website, they're allowing me to make a page that is specifically for peers, for us to help one another through this process. And that is called Soul Sharing Page, which I will be posting links to and things like that. If you have any kind of hope to healing story, it does not have to be based around suicide or mental health. It can be any kind of hope to healing stories out there that you would like to share. You know, feel free to make a short video about that. Feel free to make, send me a short story, the length of, you know, an average blog. And I wouldn't tell you the number of words because I always go over the amount of words that I'm asked to write. As you can tell, I talk a lot. So, you know, just kind of share your story. Try not to write a whole book because I don't know if I'm allowed to post a whole book on there. I spoke to one of my nephews last night, and I was kind of encouraging him to use his artwork to help him through right now because of not being in school and not being able to go be around friends and things like that can be difficult. So I suggested for him to maybe use his artwork, and he said, "Oh my goodness, I can make a like comic series about my life with the pitch, drawing pictures into a comic series." And I thought, well, that is so neat. So if you're an artist and you want to draw, maybe you can do a comic series to tell a story, or just do one main piece of art that captures the way that you're feeling right now or the hope that you have for the future. I do ask that if you are going to put anything, try to at least share some hope with it. If you're out to look for hope, that's good too. You know, I just ask, let's try to put some hope back into the world because we're reading a lot of bad right now. So let's bring some hope. And I think we can do this together, guys and girls, and everybody. You know, I really think that we can do this together. It stinks right now, I know. You know, everybody believes different things right now. I was a week ago, you know, not feeling the same way I'm feeling at this moment. I have a change of heart now. I have an immune deficiency, and so my husband have cut, you know, all outside, you know, physical. Basically, at our house, it's no one in, no one out, except for us. And that's me, him, and our dog. And we are only leaving if we absolutely have to. I honestly haven't even left since since the day after I played disc golf, I rode to the store but stayed in the car. So if I remember correctly, I think. So that would have been Monday, I think. Not quite sure, but basically, you know, we have decided that if anything, it has to be for an emergency. We're trying to ration out what we currently have here in our house to make it last as long as
we possibly can food wise each day. You know, so it seeks, I understand what it's like, when you battle depression, when you battle anxiety, when you battle PTSD, anything that has to do with mental health, you know, disorders or diseases, any of that stuff, any kind of dealings with suicidal ideations, you know, it stinks to be stuck at home. One of the things that I'm trying to do for myself is find other stuff. Like, I learned that I enjoy disc golfing. When we got out there on Sunday, which luckily for us, we weren't around anyone. We were very, very far away from anyone. There's very few people at this particular park. And so it was nice to be out in the sun. We were, you know, there's woods walking through, but we got a lot of sunlight and fresh air. So it was nice. But we got out there and I told my husband that I'm sorry, I keep doing so much with my hands. I told my husband that, I knew I wasn't going to make them, but I was okay with that. So if it was taking too long, that we could just skip over and, you know, I just wanted to do it for fun. It wasn't about necessarily challenging myself or anything like that, because I was just trying to go have fun. But I did really good, and I ended up, yes, challenging myself, which I think to the level that I did was healthy for me, because it really helped me to feel some pride and some joy in myself that I needed to feel again, because being stuck at home and not being able to get out and help people, not being able to get out and help myself, it's really been a struggle. I'm sure as many of you know, and many of you feel, it's really been a struggle. So feeling that sense of pride and joy over myself succeeding at something was really nice. And I encourage you to do the little things like that. You know, I've been working out. Unfortunately, I stopped working out as much as I was before, because my body doesn't have the strength to necessarily work out to the level that I was, and I don't want to say how much I do work out each day, because it's a little much, but it's what I need to help me get through emotionally some days. So, and it's not all at once. Most days, it's periodically throughout the day, but whatever it takes, you know, to let all of that pent up inside my head out, I do. But so yeah, I learned that I loved disc golf, and some of them only took me 4 tries. Honestly, the ones that took me 4 tries were 3 par, and I was proud of myself for that. But I literally did not give up on myself. I went through every single one of those and got every single basket. Some of them took me 8 or more tries. Some of them took me around 4 tries. None less than 4. But I look at it as, if I could get 4, I can get 3. Or I can get 2 one day. So we'll see. One of the things that really brightened my day that particular day is this park butts up to some people's yards. Not any, like, wear clothes. But close enough that you could hear if someone's yelling. And so I was throwing, and there was a group of little boys in their backyard playing. All of a sudden, I heard them screaming, "You throw really good!" I was out there with my cane, walking around, you know, throwing these discs and getting these baskets, and these little boys were watching me for part of that. Knowing that I didn't even realize that I was going to have an opportunity to get out there and help myself, but to encourage someone else. You know, you just never know what you're doing. So you never know who's watching. Well, you know what you're doing, but you just never know who's watching you and who you're impacting. So just try to remember that we are all struggling right now, but we can all be a light to each other. So let's try to do that. And if you have any other ways that you think I could possibly help, either with the videos or with the soul sharing page, please let me know. You know, ideas are welcome right now. If you have any ideas about, you know, just different stuff that I could talk about that you guys would like to hear about that might help you. I'd be happy to explore some of that stuff. The one thing that I just really, really, really want to get out right now is that you're not alone. Sometimes it's hard. I have moments where it's hard for me too. But I have to keep reminding myself that I'm not alone. We are all struggling right now. This is all a very scary time for everyone in the world, not just in our local communities. So I encourage you to, you know, try in your own way to remain a light in someone's life. Even if you don't have the strength to do that for anyone outside of your home, try to be a light to someone in your home or at least one person outside of your home. I know that this is an angry, scary time, but I beg you, choose kind right now. You know, they say that this originated in a certain country. You know, how do we really know that? And that's my personal opinion. So all the hatred that's going on out there against people and their nationalities because of the COVID-19, I beg you to stop doing that. Please choose kind. Please encourage rather than tear down. Please love rather than hate. We can do this. We can. Let's not give up. Let's not give up on ourselves. Let's not give up on each other. I'll be back soon and hopefully bringing more light. But I love you guys. I'm sending lots of, you know, big hugs, virtual hugs, you know, virtual high fives, virtual fist bumps, whatever. You know, we can't physically touch each other, you know, now, to hug one another and to give those pats on the back to help us through a difficult time. But we are here. You know, all of us are. We can all find a way to turn this around and make it a bright situation in a really dark time. So I encourage you to join me in those efforts. If you're interested in sending submissions for the soul sharing page, you can do that at From Trauma to Triumph, PCOLA@gmail.com. That's From Trauma to Triumph, PCOLA@gmail.com. I would be happy to take any of your submissions and or videos so that we can post these and start helping other people be encouraged and uplifted during this time. God bless you all.